It's time to play America's favorite game show, Get to Know Jacob Detamore.
Yeah. Welcome.
Okay.
And today's special contestant
is... I didn't realize game shows had fallen off
Deddy
that much.
Deddy himself, who joins us right now. You're hearing him on the Ticket Tickers this morning as DJ is serving his suspension for those comments that he made the other day.
Fair.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
So Deddy is in here, and let's play Get to Know Jacob Detamore. How old are you? You're a young man. How old are you?
I am 49 years young.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up here in the Metroplex.
And which high school did you go to?
I went to L.D. Bell High School. Grew up in Watauga, but went
Blue
to L.D.
Raider.
Bell. Yep.
A Blue Raider. And what was your high school girlfriend's first name?
I did not have a high school girlfriend.
Way to go, Gordon. That's okay.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that, Daddy.
And how old were you when you lost your virginity? I have to read the questions. I'm just the game show host here. Don't shoot the messenger here.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer. I was 25.
All right.
Do you think that's why you have so much backed up horniness that spills all over Twitter?
Oh, I'm sure that probably contributes to it. Sure, yeah. Why not? Yeah.
What's the horniest thing you've done on Twitter?
Probably using the Spanish word for queen, calling a girl Reina. Which is what I get ripped for as much as anything else.
Okay. You do that a lot.
Yeah,
you famously had to serve a suspension from Twitter.
I did.
Because you were acting a little bit too sexually aggressive on Twitter.
According to a small group of people, yes.
But it was a group of people that mattered. Because they were able to issue...
The ticket.
They were a few people here at this station, so how much they matter is a matter of perspective.
Was that White Elephant Day when he was found guilty?
It was.
Twitter horniness.
And would you like to give a shout out to your current girlfriend?
If I had one, I would.
Way to go, Gordon.
Oh.
Way to go.
All right. Well, you have something, though, that is very attractive to men and women alike, which is a beautiful voice. You have the best voice of anyone up here at the ticket.
Thank you.
You were blessed with this. How old were you when you found out that you had this talent?
Probably, second grade, so 8, 9 years old.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Good. And we have a few songs that we've prepared for you to sing.
Oh, okay. This will be fun.
Now, since you are 49, figured you'd be familiar with 80s music.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're going to have you sing a little bit of Your Love by The Outfield.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay.
To demonstrate
right
your beautiful voice. You can pull
right
this up
range
in here,
at certain times
Tyler.
Of day. I don't know if this is one of them. But
here we go. Let's listen.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things. Oh my God,
man,
that's
Gordon
insane.
Is such a jerk. He gives him the highest song that he knows.
A little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
He didn't even get a warm up.
I know.
I ain't got many friends
no,
to
that's
talk
false.
To.
You
that's
gotta
right.
sing full voice.
You didn't say that at the beginning.
You know I'd do anything for you.
Oh, that hurts my ears.
Stay the night, but keep it undercover. I just want to use your love tonight.
Is that backing harmonies?
Woo! I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Nailed that one.
Trying to stop my hands from shaking, but something...
I hadn't sung this one in forever.
That's very unfair, Gordo, to give
you
that
song.
That
was great. That was fine. That was great.
Good job, Daddy.
That was good. Woo! Would you like to do one that you're probably a little bit...
All right. This one will be easier.
More in your range, I think, here. A man known for
and
not singing high.
And apparently the rule is now, after we've gotten started, no falsetto?
No falsetto.
Uh-huh.
No,
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
So bad.
So wrong.
Don't overclapping.
Oh, that's in the song, I thought.
No, it's not.
Here he goes.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
were right at the top of his range here.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Yeah, George is going to play this on guitar. George brought his electric here.
Yeah, here we go.
You're
not allowing his voice to shine.
What? I am. Sounds good, George.
Thank you.
Don't forget to scream out that last note, okay?
Okay.
A singer in a smoky room. Smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers.
Come on, sing with him, George.
Waiting. Up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people, living just to find devotion, hiding somewhere in the night.
To destroy his voice.
This beautiful voice, and you're stretching it.
Look how red his face is.
He does look like the opera singer in the Looney Tunes.
Jeez, like Bugs Bunny was directing him.
Makes him hold that note, just leaves his glove there.
Sorry that you didn't get to showcase your beautiful voice.
I thought he sounded great. What are you talking about? Why is Junior ragging on your voice here?
For 8:45 in the morning.
Good job, Daddy. Good job, Daddy.
You're awesome.
And if any ladies who liked what they heard just then would like to contact you, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at @Kips_big_boy.
Well, thank you.
All right, Daddy, way to go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Daddy. Hey.